Well, our reporter Stephanie Boris is also in Parliament House following developments, and she joins us now. So, Steph, is anyone you've spoken to suggesting that Malcolm Turnbull can survive this?
Well, Eleanor, Malcolm Turnbull did put his leadership on the line today, and it did come as a surprise to many of his colleagues. As you've heard, he did win it all by a slim margin. Now, supporters of Malcolm Turnbull have told us that the meeting was mostly buoyant, and but a couple of people were sooking. However, as you can imagine, others on the Peter Dutton side said that this meeting was a disaster for Malcolm Turnbull. So the fight for the top job is far from over. Tony Abbott has also released a statement following that meeting saying unity has to be created and loyalty has to be earned. They can't just be demanded. So showing that he's not giving up on hoping to change the leader.
So the momentum's there for another tilt. What are you hearing about how soon we could see Peter Dutton challenge again?
We have been told it could be as early as this Thursday. However, there is also discussions that Peter Dutton and his colleagues will want to shore up their numbers before they launch a leadership challenge, and that might take until September when Parliament returns again. Now, the suggestion is that if Peter Dutton does take on that top job, Greg Hunt is being sought out as the Deputy Liberal Leader. Of course, at the moment, he is Health Minister. Realistically, obviously, who knows what will happen next? And the Nationals now are having a bit of a say in this as well too. Of course, they don't vote for who the leader is, but this does impact them as well at the election. Now, those on Peter Dutton's side say that he would give them a better chance at winning the next federal election. However, we spoke just a few minutes ago to Nationals Minister Darren Chester. He was pretty blunt in his remarks, suggesting that people agitating for change should reconsider their position here in Parliament.
Well, individuals need to assess their own position at a time like this. If you're prepared to be part of the team, if you're prepared to back the Prime Minister of the day and help him deliver his agenda, then stay part of the team. If you don't want to be part of the team, then consider your future.
Darren Chester there. He's also warning that any future leadership spills could actually do more harm than good for the coalition at the ballot box.
Every second, every minute we spend talking about ourselves, the Australian people are marking us down. We are a government which has achieved great things in terms of small and medium-sized businesses' tax cuts. There's been great jobs growth in terms of out in the general economy. But if we talk about ourselves, funnily enough, the Australian people will mark us down.
Funnily enough. Steph, Peter Dutton has left the front bench. What is the latest on how many more cabinet ministers the PM will lose and when?
Well, with Peter Dutton moving to the backbench, it means that he can speak openly and freely, which is quite dangerous for the Prime Minister, who is trying to regain the support and the trust of all of his colleagues and create that stability that he's so desperate to see. As to who and how many other Liberals could step down from their positions, we are hearing that that is possible, that we will see some step down. As to when, we're not quite yet sure, but time will tell.
Stephanie Boris in Canberra.